Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Don't break our hearts, our shaky, quaky hearts. You other fans won't understand. How could we lose those games? Our season's down in flames. It's worse than I can bear to stand. Woo! Woo! In Nashville, you're really feeling it, aren't you? Same up there in Green Bay, too. And they saw it in Tampa. You too, Mr. Brady. And Buffalo, you still have the deepest blues of all. Well, there goes my singing career. After four fantastic finishes in the NFL semifinal rounds this weekend, football fans in four cities, Cincinnati, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Kansas City, are ecstatic. And why not? Their pro football team scored the final points to end the game and take an exciting and, in some cases, quite improbable win to advance to their conference championship games next Sunday afternoon. But if you're a pro football fan in Tennessee or Green Bay or Tampa Bay or, God bless them, those poor Buffalo Bills fans, this was a very cruel weekend indeed. The Titans, the Packers, the Bucks each lost at home by a field goal kicked by the opposing team on the final play of the game. Who'd have thunk it? As for Buffalo, though, the Bills rallied during the wild fourth quarter finish to take a three-point lead with just 13 seconds left in regulation at Kansas City.
Yes!
Buffalo, being Buffalo, then found a way to let Kansas City move the ball nearly 50 yards in just 10 seconds on the clock and allowed Kansas City to kick a game-tying field goal on the final play of regulation to send this thing into overtime. I don't think anyone watching the game at home was surprised as Kansas City literally waltzed down the field on the first possession in overtime and took a 42-36 win. Yes, the Chiefs kingdom of fans erupted in joy and are likely still partying right now. Buffalo's offense never even had a chance to take the field in overtime in that game. Instead of "Let's go, Buffalo," the team's signature tune should be changed to "Oh no, Buffalo." Once again, as the Bills' chance to capture their first ever Super Bowl title quickly evaporated, the NFL's television ratings, which were already significantly higher than average after the prior week's wildcard games, should be even higher this weekend after these four nail-biters. Though I try not to come across as a person who actually believes that the NFL might encourage its participants to play such close games, the probability that the first three games' road teams would each win on a field goal on the final play of regulation would come with some rather microscopic odds, don't you think? And after those three wild finishes to start it off, who would have thought? The chances of Buffalo giving up a game-tying field goal when kicking off to Kansas City with just 13 seconds remaining in their game Sunday evening, well, I would find those chances infinitesimal. If I had not watched most of this weekend's games on television, I don't even think that the WWE's president Vince McMahon could have scripted four more exciting finishes for these weekend playoff football games. Assuming, of course, that the NFL did not script such close endings, this league's incredible lucky streak could have made for one great weekend in Las Vegas, don't you think? So let's examine each of these fantastic four finishes. Saturday's Game 1, number 4 seed Cincinnati, 19, number 1 seed Tennessee, 16. Though Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow continues to impress, Tennessee's starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill continues to make some people wish that he would go back to playing wide receiver that he did once long ago at Texas A&M. With Tannehill tossing three interceptions in this game for Tennessee, it was clear that LSU's Joe Burrow was the better quarterback on the field on Saturday. Though Tennessee held the number one seed in the AFC, remember that they also play in that same lousy AFC South division, which features the 3-14 Jacksonville Jaguars and the 4-13 Houston Texans. And in case you missed it, Houston actually beat Tennessee 22-13 in Nashville back in November. Yes, this number one seed had fraud written all over them. And Cincinnati, you earned this win. Saturday's game number 2 between number 6 seed San Francisco, 13, and number 1 seed Green Bay, 10. Before discussing Green Bay, let's give some credit to San Francisco for coming into the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field on a 14-degree January night with light snow falling. Frisco reminds me of those 2005 Pittsburgh Steelers who, remember, they rode the bus, or aging running back Jerome Bettis, and a stout defense carried them to three straight road playoff wins, and then they freewheeled their way into a championship 21-10 win over Seattle in the Super Bowl. And like those 2005 Steelers, San Francisco is playing loose. They're making key plays on offense and defense, and especially special teams, and enjoying every single minute of this postseason ride. As for Green Bay, quarterback Aaron Rodgers completed 20 of 29 passes in the game, but just two players accounted for 18 of those 20 completions. With nine receptions apiece, both running back Aaron Jones and wide receiver Devontae Adams made the game much easier for San Francisco's defense. Green Bay, like Tennessee, lost as a number one seed on Saturday at home. It appeared like the extra time off during wildcard week may have killed any momentum that these two teams had leading into the playoffs. Then we move to Sunday, game number one between number four-seeded Los Angeles Rams, who scored 30, and number two-seed Tampa Bay, 27. How can you take a 27-3 third-quarter lead on the road in Tampa and then allow the aging Tom Brady to come back to tie the game at 27 apiece with less than a minute to go in the fourth quarter? Well, only a spectacular 44-yard heave-ho from Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford to wide receiver Cooper Kupp would set up a final-second winning field goal for the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams appeared mentally to fall asleep during the final 20 minutes of this game, and they just about lost it. You don't win very many playoff games by fumbling the football and giving it away four times, but the Rams will advance to the now NFC West championship game at home against their division rival San Francisco next Sunday afternoon. And Sunday's game number two. Number two-seeded Kansas City, 42. Number three-seed Buffalo, 36. In overtime. Most football fans knew that this game had great potential with two gunslinger quarterbacks, Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes and Buffalo's Josh Allen, and an assortment of talented players on both squads. However, it was the speed of Kansas City's offensive players, Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman in particular, that played the key role in this incredible football game. Mecole Hardman's speedy sideline run for a 25-yard touchdown in the third quarter made Buffalo's defense look like they had glue on their shoes. Then later, it was Tyreek Hill's roadrunner-like speed which gave the Chiefs a 45-yard punt return to flip the field on Buffalo. Tyreek Hill added 10 catches for 150 yards in this game, including a 64-yard speedy touchdown in the final minute of play when he blew past Buffalo's tired, huffing and puffing defensive backs. For Buffalo, it's a shame to waste yet another incredible performance from quarterback Josh Allen, who passed for 27 out of 37 for 329 yards and four touchdowns in this game, and his record-setting wide receiver, Gabriel Davis, a 2020 fourth-round pick from the University of Central Florida. Davis, who wasn't one of the primary receivers coming into this game, collected eight catches in this game for 201 yards and grabbed all four of Josh Allen's touchdown passes. Years from now, Buffalo fans will still be scratching their heads and wondering, why didn't we try a squib kick with just 13 seconds left in regulation and a three-point lead? Indeed, Buffalo fans, indeed. Next up, this Sunday it's the AFC and NFC Championship games. On Sunday at 2 p.m. Central, it's Cincinnati at Kansas City. That game will be on CBS. And at 5:30, it'll be the San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams, and that game will be on Fox. As for me, I'm still out of breath from this weekend's games. Let's hope that the encore performances this coming Sunday will be just as entertaining. And let's dedicate this final song to our four losing teams. We really do feel your pain. I'm Swamp Swami. See you again next time.
So unhappy, she started to pack. But I figured I could get us back on the right track.
So I give her a weekly allowance, but you fellas know how that is.
So she spent it before I had a chance to borrow it back.
Bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Doom, despair, and agony.